The Hayes Advantage with Kathleen Hayes and Vonnie Quinn.
In the midst of the European debt crisis, in the midst of all the concern in the markets, it's a great opportunity for us today to turn to a country that has already been through its financial crisis and come out on the other side. We have two guests in studio with us from Iceland, and they're here to talk to us about some of the things that are driving the economy, some of the clean energy advantages that Iceland is developing and exploiting these days as it turns this country from difficulty towards growth. Pleasure now to introduce Hordur Arnarson. He is the CEO of Landsvirkjun in Iceland, and Thordur Hilmarsson, I should say, he's Managing Director of Invest in Iceland. So, gentlemen, welcome, and thanks for coming into our studio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, let's start with you. Let's start with you, Thordur, because, you know, we want to talk a lot about what's going on in Iceland, but when you look around Europe and you see what countries are going through, you see what Greece is going through, you see all the concern, it must be kind of deja vu-ish. You must have a feeling of, wow, we already lived through that kind of crisis.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, Iceland is obviously well ahead in this development. We were in 2008, we were considered to be the canary bird in the cave. Now this bird is well alive and alive and kicking. And so, yeah, it's pretty much for us a deja vu.
Well, it's interesting because relative to the size of the Icelandic economy, your banking collapse is the largest suffered by any country in history. And it's amazing that a relatively small country could have banks that took on so much debt and nearly dragged the economy down.
Yeah, absolutely. You're quite right. And just to give you some hard facts on the seriousness of this this crisis, our GDP contracted by 6.8% just in 2008, and the Icelandic krona depreciated by 55%. Unemployment rose from 1.5% to 10%. Wow.
Well, that's a good point, though, because you did have a krona to devalue.
That's right.
And that helped you bring you out of the crisis.
It made the collapse even more serious at the time, but we are quicker on our feet again due to the krona.
You're on track to expand 2.4% this year and 2.6% next year, according to IMF data.
Yeah.
Now, Hordur, tell us about Landsvirkjun, the energy company where you are the CEO. Presumably, that is not only a selling point for companies to invest, but also something that's helping your economy because you have the advantage of this much less expensive geothermal and hydroelectric power.
Yes, yes, we are blessed with the opportunity to harness renewable energy in a very cost-effective way. We have already done significant build-up in the industry over the last 20-30 years and attracted several good international companies. But we believe now we have a strong possibility of expanding further in a very and offering very competitive offers to power intensive industries.
So tell us more about the company, government role, how the model operates, how people would be investing in Landsvirkjun.
So the electricity market in Iceland is just an open market with several players. Landsvirkjun is government owned by the government and is the biggest player in the market. So if people want to invest in the market, you know, they can contact us or invest in Iceland and really look at Iceland as a good place for power companies that rely on heavy use of electricity.
Well, you have been on a bit of a tour looking for investment, and I'm wondering what the reaction has been. Are people more willing now than they would have been in the last couple of years to invest in Iceland again?
Yes, I would say so. You know, we are seeing strong interest, you know, with the changes in the electricity market, both in the US and Europe, where we have seen increased prices and increased volatility. We can offer competitive prices and with long-term stability, which industries are looking for. And we see the growth also coming from our current customers, the companies that are already in Iceland are thinking about growing, and several new companies are looking at the opportunity.
How did you survive the last number of years for a company that's dependent on foreign investment with, you know, a devalued currency and difficult markets?
It was not difficult for us, you know, because we do our accounts in US dollars, and all our customers were foreign companies. So we went quite strong through the crisis.
Thorir, now you, of course, we're speaking with Thorir Arnarson, who's the CEO of Landsvirkjun, an energy company in Iceland, and Thorir Hilmarsson, who is the head of Invest in Iceland. Has it been tough to get Thorir when you look broadly at investing, and that's your job to attract him? Has it been tough to get people interested?
No, I wouldn't say so, and especially after the collapse. We have had growing interest of foreign companies to look into Iceland. Iceland has become more competitive, and for many of these companies, international companies, things have changed. The market conditions have changed. New thinking is needed. So I have to say that since the collapse, we have only seen positive interest and growing interest for Iceland.
You're getting a lot of, is it European countries, companies? Is it Chinese? I noticed there was a big Chinese billionaire who wants to build a golf course or something in Iceland. That's been a bit contentious. But where's the interest coming from?
It's coming all over. I mean, it's from U.S. companies, from Canadian companies, Chinese, yes, Europe as well. And there are several projects that are being evaluated at the moment.
Okay, well, we can look more at that, what it's like being a small country who's been through a crisis but has abundant clean energy to offer, an educated population, all kinds of advantages. What some of the projects are going on in Iceland. And that's coming up next on The Hayes Advantage on Bloomberg Radio. So we are going to get back to Iceland, a country that had its financial crisis, had its banks go belly up, has gone through an IMF program and more, and is now once again on the rise towards growth. And here in New York and here in our Bloomberg Radio studio to talk to us about investing in Iceland and particularly some of the opportunities being created by cheap, abundant, clean energy like geothermal and hydroelectric. Our guests are Thorir Arnarson. He is the CEO of Landsvirkjun in Iceland. It is a renewable energy company. And Thorir Hilmarsson. He's the CEO of Invest in Iceland. And Vani and you, Thorir, were recalling a couple of the funny but painful jokes that ran around Iceland during your crisis. What was the one, Bonnie?
Yeah, well, I remember at the time people were asking what was the difference between Iceland and Ireland, and the answer was one letter and 6 months.
And 6 months. So. But Ireland's still there and Iceland's gotten through it. But, you know, gentlemen, when you look and when people in Iceland look, you're not part of the Eurozone, but you are part of the European Economic Area.
Yeah, that's right.
So you're definitely tied to Europe. But yeah. when the people of Iceland look at the desire to join the Eurozone, has that diminished somewhat given everything that's gone on in Europe? Does that seem like less the a sure path to success?
Yeah, I mean, it is controversial. It's being debated and the application process continues. But in the end, there will be a national referendum on the issue. But we are, as you said, we are a member of the European Economic Area. And that means that we have already acquired most of the legislation, European legislation. We have tariff-free access to Europe. And we have, you know, these four freedoms between Iceland and Europe in the form of labor, services, goods and capital.
Well, if I could ask, we heard the Spanish Prime Minister today complaining that corporations have been shut out of markets, and it's only in the last few months that Iceland has returned to international bond markets. So how did you manage to ride out the whole time when you were shut out from borrowing?
Of course, it was hard work for for many people, but we got good support from the IMF. And then we were able to devalue our currency, so it helped our export industry a lot, and so we really drove it with export. Which really turned the economy around.
Well, Thorir, to continue on that, this point of business and coming back, and of course you are the CEO of this the biggest energy company. We know that we've got aluminum plants, and it was a big deal in 2007 when Alcoa opened a plant, Rio Tinto's there. I know that some of the big plants are even expanding now. But another use that you're looking at for all this clean, cheaper energy is data centers. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we see a very good opportunity for data centers in Iceland. You know, there is a strong growth in that area.
Just explain to us first what you mean by data centers exactly.
Data center is a company that is hosting a lot of computers, storing data and giving rapid access to the data. It's running the mobile phones and the internet, and a lot of things are running through these data centers. What you need to do to be efficient in a data center, you need to have good communication with the world, and we have excellent communication with Europe, with connectors, and also good backup to the US. It's also very expensive usually data center is to cool them down. And one thing is that we have in Iceland is not so hot weather. so it's
the cooling is. You can always douse it with some water or ice anyway, right?
Yeah. So cooling is very inexpensive. And then you need good labor force, and the level of education is quite high in Iceland. So on top of the most competitive prices in for electricity in Europe, long-term contracts, very reliable electricity system, and on top of that, green energy, we offer very attractive offering for the data center industry. And we already have the first data centers in Iceland, a kind of proof of concept. So we are really now encouraged to promote this to companies around the world.
Not exactly the most labor-intensive type of industry, though, right? Would it provide many jobs for your country?
Yes, it would. We are not that many, so we are also looking more of creating value than jobs. But it creates quite a lot of jobs, especially later in the process when you talked about services. And we have a strong software industry in Iceland that can kind of go back-to-back with the data centers.
And the corporate tax rate, of course, 20%.
So, Thordur, tell us what you're doing in New York. We've had a couple people on the show, one from Italy who tries to bring some startup innovative Italian companies to the U.S. to get funding. What are you doing? Are you trying to encourage the private equity investors, the angel investors, to come to Iceland and invest? What kind of investment are you guys looking for?
Well, our job is first and foremost to attract foreign direct investment in form of greenfield or investment that creates jobs directly. We are here to tell people in US that Iceland is fit for investment again. We have mentioned here before, we are back on our feet again, and we have last year we had 3.1% economic growth. Unemployment is slowing down.
So how are the banks, the three big banks that were nationalized? Is the financial sort of sector and industry growing again?
Very slowly. They have been mostly engaged with deposits. They have not been so active in investments as earlier. So the bank sector is stable, secure, but not growing very fast.
So Thordur and Hordur, before we let you go, if someone wants to know more about investing in Iceland, a website, someplace where they can check this out?
We have www.invest.is.
Invest.is.
Yes, very simple.
I think so. Okay, well, gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Iceland on its way back, on the move, renewable energy. I'm from Washington State. We have a lot of clean hydroelectric power out there, too. Thanks so much, guys. So up next, we go from Iceland to Greece. This is Bloomberg Radio.
You can listen to the Hayes Advantage weekdays at 12:30 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2012, Bloomberg LP.